This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Morning. Happy Saturday, June the 27th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. Today, it's Canadian Multiculturalism Day. It's one of those days that gives us a chance to pause and appreciate something that many of us experience every day without even thinking about it. If you're a regular listener, you've heard me say my name many times. I just said it, Marilyn Weston. But if you've ever seen it written, for example, on my website, you'll notice that there's an extra T. And that little T tells a story. W-E-T-S-T-O-N comes from a much longer Polish family name that was shortened when my in-laws arrived in Canada. Every time I see my name, I'm reminded that names carry history. They carry family stories, journeys, hopes, dreams, and memories. And of course, my unique name isn't unique at all. Every one of us has a story behind our name, our family, and our roots. Knowing that Canadian Multiculturalism Day was approaching, I decided to do a little experiment. For one day, I paid attention to the people I met right here in my own neighborhood. I wasn't traveling. I wasn't attending a special event. I simply was going about my normal day. And what surprised me was how many different cultures were part of my day. Within a few kilometers of my home, I spent time with dear friends whose roots are from Vietnam and Hungary. And at the grocery store, I chatted with people who told me that they came from China, Bulgaria, Uganda, and Ghana. Later, I met a visitor from Quebec and enjoyed the chance of practicing my high school French. By the end of the day, I realized that I had connected with people whose roots stretched across continents, Asia, Europe, Africa, and the Americas. And that really made me smile. I didn't need a passport. I didn't need an airplane ticket. The world had come to me. I enjoyed a Jamaican roti for lunch and shared Thai food with a friend for dinner. I experienced different food, different cultures, different traditions, different life experiences. They were all woven naturally into my ordinary Canadian day. And that's what I love about my Canada. We don't have to go looking for multiculturalism. We live it. The people I met may have spoken different first languages, practiced different religions, or brought different customs from their family traditions and their country. But there was one thing we all shared. We were proud to call Canada home. I even met a young family originally from Serbia. Their child was born here and is growing up with both a Canadian identity and a rich family heritage. To me, that's the Canadian story. Not one story, many stories. Different backgrounds, different traditions, different recipes, different histories, living side by side and enriching one another. And sometimes those differences bring us unexpected gifts. For example, I mentioned that I was developing a trigger finger to my friend from Vietnam, and she immediately suggested something. She said, boil fresh ginger, allow the water to cool to a comfortable temperature, and then soak your hand in it. Now, I can't tell you whether it's going to solve my problem, but I can tell you that I love the idea that wisdom can travel across oceans and generations and find its way to me here in Canada. When we're open to one another, we gain access to worlds of ideas, traditions, and experiences that can enrich our lives in ways we never expect. And that's one of the many gifts multiculturalism brings to Canada. And it reminds me of a powerful observation from former Prime Minister Pierre Elliott Trudeau. He said that national unity must be founded on confidence in our own identity, respect for the identity of others, and a willingness to share ideas, attitudes, and assumptions. Sharing ideas and perspectives is exactly what happens when we open our minds to one another, when we talk to one another and get to know one another. As we celebrate Canadian Multiculturalism Day, my hope is that each of us will continue to embrace the broader perspectives our diverse society offers us. At the same time, we must recognize that conversations about Canada's future have become more complex. We hear about debates about immigration, affordability, economic pressures, and how our country continues to grow and evolve. And these conversations, they do matter. But preserving the soul of our Canada isn't only about government policy. It's all about us. It's about the values we choose to protect each and every day. It's about kindness, respect, inclusion, and the belief that people from different backgrounds can live together and build something stronger than any one of us could build alone. When we look beyond today's headlines, culture and heritage don't belong to a select few. They belong to all of us. Whether our roots go back thousands of years to the indigenous caretakers of this land, whether our ancestors arrived generations ago through Pier 21 in Halifax, or whether we are the first in our family to build a life in Canada, we all have a heritage. We all have stories. We have traditions, values, recipes, memories, and wisdom that have been passed from one generation to the next. And those gifts become part of who we are. They help shape how we celebrate, how we comfort one another, how we raise our families, and how we navigate in our country and in our world. I've often thought about Canada's multicultural mosaic. Some people use the expression melting pot, but I've always preferred the image of a mosaic. And that brings to mind my mother's wonderful chicken soup. She didn't puree it. She added chicken, carrots, celery, and onions, and the carrots remained carrots, the celery kept its texture, the chicken kept its flavor and looked like what it was. Nothing disappeared. Each ingredient remained distinct, and yet together they created something richer, more comforting, and more nourishing than any one ingredient could have created alone. It was a delicious soup, and I make mine the same way. To me, that's Canada. We aren't trying to erase our differences. We're bringing our unique histories, traditions, and perspectives together to strengthen our whole. By honoring our roots while embracing one another, we show the world that people can live together with respect, with dignity, and genuine connection. And speaking of diversity, our own team here, from a woman's perspective, reflects many different experiences and backgrounds as well. What unites us is our commitment to helping anyone listening live their best life with knowledge and answers and practical solutions. Today, we'll get health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic. We'll hear from Dr. Vivian Brown and Christine, the health coach. We'll talk hearing with hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian. We'll learn about dental care at home from dentist Suzanne Salga of Denture Ready. We'll discuss relationships with our Cupid, Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. Get a real estate tip about properties north of Toronto from Realtor Melanie Martin. Learn about accessibility with Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. And of course, I'll be your wardrobe doctor. I also hope you'll stay with us until the hour is ended, when we'll welcome a new member from a woman's perspective team. It'll be Michelle from Psychotherapy for You, and she'll join us to share ideas about maintaining good mental health and finding great balance in our lives. But first, after one important message about organ donation, we'll learn how to plan for our financial future. We'll learn how to plan for our financial future with Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial. I am Marilyn Weston, proudly Canadian, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, to help us plan for our financial well-being, Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial is here. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Marilyn. Good morning to your listeners. So, this is an interesting one. I'm clearly not an ethnic person. I mean, my family has been in Canada since 1750. We were in the United States in the 1730s. But today we're celebrating Canadian Multicultural Day. Living in Canada, we're surrounded by an incredibly rich diversity of people. And as a Canadian, we recognize the vital contributions that different ethnic, racial, and religious groups have made to bolster Canada and the country's social, cultural, and economic framework. This day encourages individuals and communities to maintain, celebrate, and share in their cultural heritage as a stepping stone in eliminating discrimination, racism, and inequality. Early in my career, I frequently met with young families. More than a few of these were new immigrants to our beautiful country. To all of them, I remarked on the courage and resilience it takes to leave their birthplace and to seek to establish themselves in a new country and culture. I would say to all of them, I hope you are able to fulfill your dreams here. Let's see if I can help you. Canadian Multicultural Day highlights the importance of diversity as it pertains to our economy and its efforts to strengthen it. Specifically for individuals and businesses, the concept of diversity within the Canadian economy underscores the importance of culturally competent financial planning. For financial planners, this requires adoption of strategies that account for diverse backgrounds, cross-border considerations, and discussions surrounding various family structures as well as targeted economic opportunities. These concepts include understanding Canadians and their ties to other countries, factoring in assets that they bring from other countries, or pensions and property from abroad. As a financial planner, effective financial planning must address the complexities of international taxation, foreign currency exchanges, and foreign tax credits to prevent dual taxation for your clients. Cultural diversity also influences how families view wealth and inheritance. Part of my role as your financial planner is being able to speak towards structured accounts of international wealth and transfers and culture traditions surrounding care for aging parents. I've noticed that some immigrants in Canada and diverse communities in Canada drive significant growth in business ownership. Financial planning and my role in your lives as your planner hones that value and accesses corporate structures and leveraging of government programs that can help secure funding and ensure your livelihood upon coming to Canada is using the full breadth of resources provided to hit the ground running. As a financial planner, understanding the unique economic footprint of our multicultural communities in Canada ensures that long-term financial strategies are inclusive, compliant, and optimized for various individuals and their needs. Helping Canadians everywhere is the mission statement of financial planners. Sometimes you don't know what you need until you talk to a designated and dedicated individual in the field of financial planning. If you or anyone you know is looking to set up the foundations of financial planning and thriving in Canada, please don't hesitate to reach out to Full Circle Financial as we care and help you make the choices today that can help you forever. Marilyn, thank you.
Well, the fact that you've been a financial planner and an enabler for over 30 years gives you a whole bunch of experience, I'll say, on the complexities of being an immigrant in Canada and starting off here. And I like the fact that you said hit the ground running, because often people don't have time to gather their resources and do everything and look after their financial planning. So anyone listening who wants help to hit the ground running with their financial planning, Kevin Giffen will gladly give you the information you need. One phone number, 416-708-6229. That's 416-708-6229. Or if you prefer email, email at ineedhelp@fullcirclefinancial.ca. Kevin, thank you for letting us know that you've helped immigrant families in your career, because I'm sure that they'll be glad to have your help today. Maybe people need a second opinion, or maybe they need a first one, but I know you'll give them your best. Thanks again.
Marilyn, thank you, and welcome to Canada, everyone.
The Aerolux Folding Power Chair. How do you improve on great? By introducing Aerolux 2C. Next level comfort. Aerolux 2C has an adjustable footrest for shorter long legs, a seating width of 18 inches, ergonomic backrest so you can ride all day. Yet it's ultra lightweight. Anyone can lift it and stow it away. Arrange a test ride. Call Marilyn Weston at 416-546-1000. Great, meet greater. Aerolux 2C. New from Travel Buggy.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic is here. And are we aging faster than we should? Dr. Betty, what are we doing wrong?
Well, I'm going to talk about some five signs that your body might be aging faster than it should. And aging isn't just something you see in the mirror. It actually starts inside your cells, and it starts long before you notice it anywhere else. And we tend to think of aging as something visible. A few more lines around the eyes and, you know, recovery that takes longer than it used to, and maybe our genes don't fit as well as they used to. But the true signs of aging start at the cellular level, quietly, actually, years before anything shows up on the outside. And that's what makes it generally exciting, but also discouraging at times. So let's talk about the five signs of aging that matter the most. So the first one I'm going to go through quickly, but because this is a huge topic, but I'll just touch on a couple of things. So the first one is our pain threshold changes. And, you know, people might notice that our body feels more reactive than it used to. Things ache a little bit more. Old injuries speak up, and it takes longer to feel okay after, for example, a workout. And this is one of the earliest and most overlooked signs of biological aging. It has nothing to do with being dramatic. As the body ages, the nervous system gradually becomes more sensitive, and pain signals fire more easily, and the body's natural ability to dampen those signals becomes less efficient. So think of it like a volume dial that slowly turns up over time without anyone really touching it. The second sign is our skin might be showing something deeper. So our skin is one of the most honest reflections of our internal health and the changes that come with age. You know, we see the thinning and the dryness and the slower healing, less bounce. They're not just cosmetic, but they reflect processes that are happening in the cells throughout the entire body, actually. The third one is our energy. Our energy might not be what it used to, and this is one of the most, people notice it first, and they chalk it up to getting older or being busy, but fatigue that accumulates with age has a very specific biological explanation, and it starts with those, you know, what we call the mitochondria. This is, as we age, the mitochondria, which is, you know, in our cells, becomes less efficient at producing a chemical called ATP, and that's essentially the fuel that our cells run on. And, you know, when the production slows down, we feel it. The next thing is, of course, our hormones are connected to this, our thyroid, which governs how efficiently our cells produce energy. All this becomes important to us. We talked about weight, I believe it was last week, and this is one of the most frustrating experiences people get during midlife. And it's not about willpower effort, but it's about changing hormones. Insulin sensitivity, for example, we see muscle mass starting to decline. And then the last part is inflammation. And this is a sign that kind of ties everything together, because researchers have coined the term inflammaging, and to describe the slow, silent accumulation of low-grade inflammation that comes with biological age. So, you know, from a naturopathic standpoint, we take all these into account. And the most important thing to understand about the five signs is that they are not inevitable in the way we once thought. They're measurable, and in many cases, they're generally changeable. And that's important to understand, because if we start early enough, and even if we start midlife, we can start to see some changes and make some improvements. So the idea is that you don't have to simply accept how you feel now as the new normal. There's always, you know, more to understand, and certainly some things that we can approach and help the patient from a naturopathic perspective. So if people have any questions, they wanted to book an appointment, they can give me a call at 905-707-2001, and the website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
So it's never too late to prevent aging going faster than it should. All you have to do is give Dr. Betty a call and have a conversation to get started and understand it. 905-707-2001, and ask for your free consultation, 15 minutes by phone or in person. That's 905-707-2001. Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic. Thanks, Dr. Betty.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
Now, to help us understand how to hear our best, Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto is here. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. This week includes Canadian Multiculturalism Day, and I've been thinking a lot lately about how strange modern life has become. We live closer together than ever before, yet in many ways we seem to be more disconnected from one another. Sometimes I wonder if Canada has slowly become a country of small islands, people living beside each other, working beside each other, thriving beside each other, yet not always truly knowing each other. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I think people naturally drift towards what feels familiar, their routines, their circles, their own communities, and ultimately their own worlds. But real connection takes effort. It takes curiosity. It takes patience. And most importantly, it takes listening, real listening. Not simply waiting for our turn to speak, but genuinely trying to understand another human being. I see this every day in Toronto. You can walk into almost any restaurant, coffee shop, or waiting room and hear multiple accents, different speech patterns, different personalities with different life stories, all existing side by side. And underneath all of it, I think most people want the same thing: to feel heard, to feel understood, to feel connected. And interestingly enough, hearing loss quietly affects all of that. I mean, many people who slowly begin withdrawing from conversations because keeping up becomes exhausting. In noisy places especially, conversations become work. People miss words, misunderstand the details, nod politely, and over time they participate a little less and isolate a little more. And the difficult part is that connection rarely happens all at once. It happens gradually, one missed conversation at a time. Now, you know this Monday also happens to be Hug Holiday Day. Maybe there's something meaningful in that too. The strongest human connections don't usually begin with the hug itself. They begin much earlier, when people feel understood, included, listened to, and comfortable enough to connect. At Hearing Aid Source, that's really what we care about most. Yes, we help people hear better, but most importantly, we help people stay socially connected to the people and conversations that matter in their lives. Because in a world where people are slowly drifting apart, maybe one of the most important things we can still do is truly listen to one another.
Edmund, anyone you help here automatically can connect with others, and you've done your good deed. Thank you for that information. And if someone wants to talk to you about their hearing aids or their ears and hearing tests, how do we reach you?
It's very easy to reach us. You can always call 416 416- 754-4327. You can always book the appointment and have a conversation with us, or you can start a conversation with us by email at hello@hearingaidsource.ca.
Want to look after your ears, hearing aids? All you have to do is make one call and you'll be dealing with people who care. 416-754-4327. Thanks, Edmund, and we'll speak again next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
If you're ready to meet someone new and you want a new beginning and a fresh start and don't know where to begin, then know that Cupid exists. Here on From a Woman's Perspective, her name is Linda Miller and her company, Misty River Introductions. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I often hear from people how frustrated they are with free dating apps. And I use free in quotation marks when I say that, because they're usually between $50 and $100 a month. And that money adds up over time. So what's the real cost of free dating apps? When you look at all the endless cycle of swiping, ghosting, and emotionally draining dates, and you compare that to working with a matchmaker where you're talking to actual human beings, I've interviewed everyone that comes on board. I've made sure, first of all, that they're good candidates and they're going to be worthwhile matches for you. So we screen for the things that you're looking for, the life stage you're at, the socioeconomic things that you're looking for. It really is an investment in your future, and you really need to look at it that way. Dating apps, I hear from everyone that comes on board right now. They've tried them, they've used them, they're just endlessly frustrated by them. Sometimes investing the money and using a matchmaker can save you a lot of time and money in the end.
Wise words, Linda. Dating apps have their costs and they have their pitfalls. And when you deal with a matchmaker, there is a cost, but you're investing in your future. If you're interested in finding out more about matchmaking in 2026, then call Linda Miller, matchmaker extraordinaire of Misty River Introductions. They open at 10 and the number is 1-877-334-9041. That's 1-877-334-9041. And if you go to my website, marilyns.ca, the link is there to Linda's website as well. Thank you, Linda. And I look forward to speaking to you again next Saturday.
Thanks, Marilyn. And I just wanted to remind listeners that they can also go on our website and book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
You can have dental care at home. All you have to do is meet Suzanne Salga of Denture Ready with her mobile clinic. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning, Marilyn. Today I want to address one of the most common questions I receive about tooth extractions. And sometimes your dentist may present a treatment plan that includes removing one or more teeth, and naturally that can bring up a lot of questions and concerns. So my patients often ask me what recovery will be like, what foods can I eat during the healing process, and how long that should wait before getting dentures. The good news is that every case is unique. With the right guidance and transition, it can be much smoother than people expect. Now, your dental office team will usually guide you with the detailed instructions before and after procedures. It's crucial to let yourself heal fully before getting your permanent dentures. That said, some of us have jobs that require us to be seen every day or on TV or in front of people. And in those cases, an immediate set of dentures might be the best solution. That's where my mobile denture services come in. If you have questions, give me a call anytime. My answering machine will take your message and I'll get back to you within the next business day. You can also visit me at dentureready.com to see the cases and others on my blog. I'd love to be the one to help you with regaining your smile and comfort and dignity. If you're ready to take the next steps, give me a call today at 647-204-4478 or at dentureready.com. I'm here to guide you in every step of the way, so don't wait. Get your new smile. Just have a phone call away. I also want to mention and emphasize, Marilyn, that my denture services are truly one of a kind. They're few and far in between, and I travel wherever I'm needed. For the families dealing with cognitive impairment, mobility challenges, or advanced dementia, these services are a lifeline. I get so many calls from people seeking care for their loved ones, and I'm honored to be able to bring that comfort right to their door. So if you or someone you care for needs a denture solution, please reach out. I'm here for you.
647-204-4478. There's a mobile dental clinic. All you have to do is call Suzanne, ask your questions, and have your dental work looked after. 647-204-4478. Thanks, Suzanne.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Suzanne Salka, she makes house calls, a licensed mobile denturist. Suzanne brings relief to denture wearers across southern Ontario whose biggest challenge is leaving home. Call Suzanne Salka, Compassionate Denture Care, wherever you are, 647-204-4478.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, and author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown is here. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. It's such a pleasure to be with you. And I wanted to talk about a general topic this morning. I wanted to talk about immunization in Ontario. You know, when you ask the average adult if they're immunized, about 80% of adults will say, yes, they're up to date. But when the researchers actually looked at the records and actually went into every detail, only about 3% of adults are up to date. So people think they're up to date, but they aren't necessarily up to date with immunizations that are recommended for adults. Well, there's good news in Ontario. The rules have changed slightly, and as of July, pharmacists are going to be able to immunize adults with more immunizations than they have in the past. So pharmacists have been doing flu shots, and they've done a great job. They've been doing COVID shots, and that's been really important. But as of July, they're going to be able to do pneumonia shots, RSV shots, and HPV shots. So if you're not sure whether you're up to date or not, you probably are not statistically, because there's lots of shots that are advised for people over the age of 50 or over the age of 60, 65, and 75. Different things at different age groups. And you should speak to your doctor, and if you don't have a doctor, speak to your pharmacist so that you can figure out if you're up to date or if you need certain immunizations, a number of which are provided by the government. As of July, pharmacists are going to be doing a lot more, and that's great because we need everybody on the immunization team.
Well, again, you're giving us good information in a timely fashion because July is just a few days away. Anyone listening who wants to get useful advice in clear language from Dr. Brown, ask for her book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, at your local bookstore, or look for it on Amazon, or you can log on to drvivianbrown.com and order it there. And if you want a special signed copy, then give me a call, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. Dr. Brown, thanks for that heads up. 3% is a big discrepancy. I guess we all have to ask and see if we have our shots.
Yeah, it's important to be up to date.
Thank you for letting us know, and we'll talk again. And I'm looking forward to learning more from you next week because I always learn something, Dr. Brown. Thanks again, and have a great week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Now, North Country real estate specialist Melanie Martin is here, and I believe she has a deal for this week. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Marilyn. And you know I always have a good deal. And today, actually, I have a couple of good deals. The first one is a lovely little cottage on Ore Lake, and I've talked about it before because I've lived there for over 25 years. A beautiful small lake and well known for bass fishing. But this is a really good deal because this property is only $498,000. So you could have waterfront on Ore Lake. I'll describe it a little bit. It's about 700 square feet, so it's just a small little unit. It's two-bedroom, a full washroom. It's totally been updated in the last 5 years. So, and it's a nice waterfront there. You can actually walk right in. It's not a deep lake. And we're warm. We're swimming in the beginning of May, actually, until middle of October. So that property at 498 with taxes only $1,442 a year is a really good bargain for someone that wants to start their waterfront living, even if it's just for the summers and the good seasons of the year. But people come up here in the winter as well to go snowmobiling. So that's my one deal. The other one, I think I'd mentioned about my condominium waterfront property that's coming up for sale. Well, we're for sale now. It's $699,900, and I'm having an open house today between 2 and 4 o'clock. This unit is 2-bedroom, 2-washroom. It's all on one floor. It has the view of Lake Simcoe, and I'd love to show it to anyone who wants to come up to Orillia, 43 Olive Crescent, unit 201. Call Melanie for more details.
So all we have to do is put 43 Olive Crescent Orillia into Waze and it'll bring us to your doorstep, Melanie. But it'd be nice to call ahead. Melanie, your number?
Yes, call me at 705-725-6439.
For any property north of Toronto, give North Country Real Estate Specialist Melanie Martin a call, 705-725-6439. Thank you, Melanie.
Thank you, Marilyn. I look forward to seeing anyone up here at my open house.
In Broker Melanie Martin, you get extensive knowledge of any property north of the GTA, but especially waterfront properties. The only thing standing between you and your dream home is a dock and a phone call. 705-725-6439 or visit CentralOntarioWaterfronts.com. Melanie Martin, right at home realty brokerage. Like a duck to waterfront.
The From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts is growing, and I'm happy to welcome Michelle Strazzeri, Clinical Director of Psychotherapy for You, and she's going to explain what we can expect going forward. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Marilyn. Thanks so much for having me. I'm really looking forward to chatting with you and your listeners. To get started, I'd like to introduce myself and explain just a little bit about what to expect from my segment. So like you said, my name is Michelle Strazzeri. I'm a registered social worker, psychotherapist, and the clinical director and co-owner of Psychotherapy for You. We're a virtual psychotherapy practice serving individuals, couples, and families right across the country. So for more than 2 decades, I've had the privilege of supporting people through some of life's most meaningful and challenging moments. So whether that's anxiety, depression, grief, trauma, relationship changes, caregiving responsibilities, retirement transitions, or simply feeling uncertain about what comes next. Each week on From a Woman's Perspective, I'll be joining you for a short conversation about topics related to life, relationships, emotional well-being, and mental health. We'll talk about the things that many of us experience but don't always discuss openly. How to manage our stress, set healthy boundaries, cope with loss, navigate life transitions, strengthen relationships, and maintain a sense of purpose and connection as life evolves. It's about understanding ourselves, nurturing our relationships, and learning practical tools that can help us continue to live fulfilling and meaningful lives at every stage of life. I'm looking forward to spending a few moments with you each week, answering your questions, sharing insights from my work as a therapist, and exploring ways we can all care for our minds as intentionally as we care for our physical health. If there's a topic you'd like me to discuss, or if you have a question related to life, relationships, emotional well-being, or mental health, I'd love to hear from you. And while I can't provide personal therapy or specific clinical advice on the air, I can certainly speak to common experiences, offer information, and address general questions. You can reach me at michelle@psychotherapyforyou.ca, and I'll do my best to answer selected questions during our weekly conversations. Thanks for listening. I look forward to being with you each week as we discuss topics that matter to our emotional well-being, our relationships, and our lives. Thanks, Marilyn.
Thank you, Michelle. Welcome to the team, and I look forward to learning from you starting next week. Bye-bye for now.
Bye for now.
Now, I'm Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. It's Canadian Multiculturalism Day, and it's got me thinking about something we rarely consider when we get dressed in the morning. Our closets are actually a celebration of multiculturalism. We may think of clothing as simply something we wear, but if we look a little closer, we'll discover that almost every garment in our closet has roots somewhere else in the world. For example, Indigenous peoples gave us moccasins. Scotland gave us tartans and plaids. Britain gave us the trench coat and the little hat, the fascinator that's still seen at weddings and special events. Japan gave us the kimono silhouette. The Middle East and North Africa gave us the caftan. France contributed lace and even gave us the name denim. The fabric traces to its roots in Nîmes, France. De Nîmes. Eventually it evolved to the word denim. South American countries gave us luxury alpaca wool, and silk scarves trace their heritage to Asia and the Silk Trade Road. Mexico's sombrero inspired the wide-brimmed sun hats that we still wear today. And America popularized blue jeans, t-shirts, and the cowboy hat, and more. Every culture has contributed at least one thing to the language of dressing. Fashion is proof that cultures don't exist in isolation. We learn from one another. We borrow ideas. We share. We adapt them. We make them our own. And speaking of how clothing connects cultures, I remember a client I had. Almaz recently arrived in Canada and she was beginning a new life. She'd secured a position with a conservative financial corporation and wanted to make a good impression. When she came to see me, she said, "Marilyn, please help me dress for my new job. Dress me Canadian. I want to fit in." I asked her what she meant. She explained that back home she had worn beautiful cotton batik tops and matching skirts in vibrant colors and patterns, and she'd continued wearing them to work in Canada, but it made her feel out of place among her colleagues. As her wardrobe doctor, I suggested we begin with a navy suit. And I explained to Almaz that color matters. Studies have shown that navy projects trust, confidence, and professionalism. For someone building a career in the financial world, it was an excellent foundation. We found the right size and style, and immediately Almaz tried on the suit, looked comfortable and confident, and smiled. Then she said, "What about tops?" I handed her a simple navy top that matched her suit perfectly. She looked at it and she nodded. She tried it on and she agreed. And then she waited. She said, "What about other tops? You know, a white shirt, maybe cream." Instead, I reached for one of the bright batik tops she had brought with her, and she looked completely bewildered. Nevertheless, she followed my instructions and she put a batik top on. When she emerged from the fitting room, I gave her the navy jacket and she slipped it on and stepped back and then looked at the mirror. The outfit had come alive. The beautiful colors and patterns of her batik top had added warmth, personality, and elegance. Her own gold hoop earrings and colorful natural stone necklace completed her look perfectly. Then Almaz asked a question I'll never forget. "Shouldn't I be wearing a white or cream tailored shirt?" I answered her question with one of my own. "Would you be comfortable wearing that?" And Almaz thought a moment and then she answered honestly. "No, the shirts make me feel empty and cold and masculine. I love color. Color makes me happy." I smiled and explained that she didn't have to become someone else to succeed in Canada. Her overall look was professional, polished, and entirely appropriate for her workplace. Her beautiful batik coordinated perfectly with her navy suit. It honored her heritage while fitting comfortably into her new professional environment. I assured her that it would be accepted and she would feel comfortable in her workplace. We agreed that she would build her Canadian wardrobe gradually, one step at a time. She left that day with a navy three-piece suit, an orange plain top that was bright and colorful, and a new understanding that fitting in doesn't require giving up who you are. She could still wear her batik tops. Years later, I remember Almaz because she taught me an important lesson. The best wardrobes don't erase our stories. They tell them. And when we allow our clothing to reflect who we truly are, we invite others to learn about us, to ask questions, share experiences, and we build connections. In that way, fashion becomes much more than what we wear. It becomes a bridge between cultures. On this Canadian Multiculturalism Day, perhaps we can look at our closets with fresh eyes. The clothes we wear tell the story of humanity sharing ideas across generations, across oceans, and across cultures. And our own wardrobes aren't simply collections of clothes. They're reminders that the more we learn from one another, the richer we all become. And also, when we dress, we speak. Our wardrobe is a language that communicates with the people around us. I am Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. And my book, Marilyn Weston, The Wardrobe Doctor, More Than Just Fashion, is available exclusively through me. A signed copy is just $20, and you can order it by calling me at 416-504-6777. That's 416-504-6777. 504-6777. And in a moment, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host, and we'll speak with Christine, the health coach, and Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. So please stay with us and get it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
We are all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
You might think that depression and exercise don't have a link, but Christine, the health coach, has other ideas, and she's here now. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Yes, exercise may help fight depression in older adults. As muscles become stronger through regular exercise, they release transcription factors that can improve your mood and help to make you feel good. A regular exercise program helps your body to process tryptophan, a mood-enhancing chemical closely related to serotonin. Depressed people often have low blood levels of serotonin, and exercise may increase activity of the enzyme CAT, from exercising muscles that converts tryptophan to serotonin to help you make you feel good. In the study from McMaster University, a group of healthy men who were 65 years or older and not depressed did 12 weeks of leg and shoulder presses and high-intensity stationary bicycle interval training. Their enzyme CAT levels increased by a significant amount. An earlier study showed that exercise can also help muscles to release large amounts of capsaicin B that is associated with improved memory. Those who had the highest improvement in fitness also had the highest blood levels of capsaicin B and the greatest improvement in memory test scores. If you exercise regularly, these studies give you more reasons to be proud. Your exercise program can help you prolong your life, prevent certain diseases, and protect yourself from dementia and depression. If you are not yet exercising on a regular basis, call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com, for a complimentary consultation. And while you're there, subscribe to my weekly newsletter, complimentary, for fitness tips each week.
Physical fitness, mental fitness, learn how to fight depression with exercise. One call gets you started. Call Christine, the health coach, at 416-809-4084. That's 416-809-4084. And it won't hurt you. You'll just get a complimentary consultation and then make your decisions after that. Thank you, Christine.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, to explain how we can have a safe, accessible, forever home, Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility is here. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. Greater Toronto Accessibility has been specializing in barrier-free renovations for the past 15 years. Back when I started, accessibility products and renovation materials were extremely limited and very institutional looking. Fast forward 15 years later, and it's unbelievable to see how far accessibility products and renovation materials have come to fit with the modern day design and practicality. Accessibility seamlessly can blend into your lifestyle now without compromising on style or function. Something called aging in place is becoming the number one option for a lot of families these days. Not always by choice, some families have been waiting for loved ones to get a spot in a long-term care facility, but are on waiting lists for many years before spots open. When that happens, you need to look at alternative options. Aging in place is one of those options, and Greater Toronto Accessibility can help you with that. We've been specializing in barrier-free bathrooms since we started doing this, and that means we can redesign your entire bathroom to make it wheelchair accessible or just age-friendly. This can go all the way to your kitchen, your basement, backyard. If you're having any trouble getting up and down your stairs, we deal with a great company called Home Stairlift that can install a stairlift for you so you don't have to worry about falling down your stairs. Or if it's becoming too narrow and tricky for you or hanging onto a railing, we're here to help. And that can go throughout the entire home from top to bottom, specialize in barrier-free renovations. And once again, for the past 15 years, we have a ton of experience and we're here to help you. And that's my message for this week, Marilyn.
Well, you're an award-winning company after 15 years. Congratulations. You do things once and you do them right. And people always call me to thank me for having your name from this show. So if anyone wants to speak to you, how do we reach you?
So you can call me directly at 647-206-6409. I want to offer the Total Home Safety Check for free for the first three callers this week. And that is everything I just went over. If you're looking to renovate your home, make it more accessible, future-proof it, have your roadmap to the future, this is the assessment for you. We go through your entire home from top to bottom, give you all of the answers, the roadmap, how much it's going to cost, and if it's possible, it's called the Total Home Safety Check, usually $89.95. Free for the first three callers this week. Call me at 647-206-6409.
647-206-6409. Make a call, ask your questions, and you won't have any regrets. Thank you, Daniel.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Before our hour together today comes to a close on this Canadian Multiculturalism Day, let's take a moment to reflect on the incredible tapestry we call home. We often talk about Canada as a mosaic, but it's really about how we live as neighbors. There's an old song you might remember. It was called Side by Side, and that's exactly what we are. We don't have to be absorbed by one another to live comfortably and better. We can thrive side by side, enjoying each other's cultures, heritages, and our own beautiful individualities. I was thinking about this just yesterday when I attended a wonderful concert. I watched a stage filled with musicians, and it became a profound learning experience. Each musician played a different instrument, yet they weren't competing. They were listening to one another and blending their unique sounds. When each of us lives our best life and acts like the musicians in that orchestra, we truly make beautiful music together in our society. Former Governor General Adrian Clarkson once observed that Canada has no single culture. Rather, Canada is made up of many cultures, and that diversity is one of our greatest strengths. When I looked at that orchestra, I thought how right she was. The beauty wasn't in everyone playing the same instrument. The beauty came from the differences. Each musician contributed something unique, yet together they created harmony. Here in Canada, that idea is supported in very real ways through initiatives such as the Canadian Multiculturalism Act and the ongoing work of our government here in Canada. There is recognition that diversity is an important part of our national identity. But multiculturalism doesn't live in legislation alone. It lives in our streets, our schools, our workplaces, our celebrations, and our homes. We experience it every day when we seek out opportunities to learn from one another. We see it when we attend cultural festivals and community celebrations, whether it's the Toronto Caribbean Carnival, the Taste of the Danforth, Lunar New Year celebrations, Indigenous gatherings, Polish festivals, Greek festivals, South Asian celebrations, or countless others. These events open doors to the world. They allow us to experience different cultures through food, music, dance, art, language, and also friendship. And every time we participate, we learn a little more about one another and a little more about ourselves. So how do we build this harmony in our everyday lives? Well, it's really quite simple. It starts with curiosity. When we encounter differences, instead of being standoffish, all we have to do is ask gentle questions and truly listen. One of the greatest barriers we face today is simply not being able to communicate with one another. When we stop talking, when we stop listening, we stop understanding. Personally, I've made a practice of learning a few words in different languages, especially the words for thank you. Whether it's merci, gracias, gianculla, or spazziba, I found that making the effort to communicate in another person's language is incredibly worthwhile. There are many more languages that I could possibly mention today and say thank you, but I've learned enough to know that people always appreciate the effort. Gratitude is universal. It almost always brings a smile to someone's face when you thank them in their own language. And I've found that more often than not, they smile and immediately they respond to me by saying thank you in their language and in mine. Just a few words can open a door. If each of us learns just one thing about another person's story, another culture, or another tradition, then we've made our world a little smaller, a little kinder, a little stronger. We can change things by making that small effort to discover what we share rather than what divides us. But we must also keep our eyes open. We haven't reached perfection yet. And we can't ignore the hatred and the isms that still hurt our communities. Whether it's anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, racism, discrimination against the LGBTQ plus community, discrimination against those with disability, ageism, or other forms of prejudice, there's still a lot of work to be done. The foundation we have built together is something to be applauded, but even the grandest buildings crumble if they're not properly maintained. We need to prevent divisive forces from invading our lives before they destroy what we've built and what we love. It takes each and every one of us to contribute to true multiculturalism by being our best and by learning from others. Before we part, I want to say a few vital thank yous. Thank you to our healthcare workers, service providers, and caregivers. A special thank you to Ian, Duncan, and the production team. And thank you to my From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And most of all, thank you to any one of you who took the time to listen today. And a very special thank you to those of you who don't just listen, but who think, who draw conclusions and take action so that our lives, our country, and our world can be better. Please remember that the From a Woman's Perspective team is only a phone call or an email away. You can reach any one of us through our sponsor expert list, and that list is on my website, marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. Just click on the heading on radio and you'll find the phone numbers and the website links for every member of the From a Woman's Perspectives team. I've also had listeners call and ask how they can hear the show again, catch a segment they missed, or share an interview with a friend or family member. And the good news is that you can. Our shows are available as podcasts on zoomerradio.ca, and they're also archived on my website, marilyns.ca. Thank you to everyone who asked that question, because it gives me an opportunity to share the information with others that may find it helpful as well. And as always, for any questions you may have, you're welcome to call me directly, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. I love hearing from you, so don't be shy, and please do call me. And remember to join us again next Saturday. In the meantime, take care of yourself and one another. Keep your heart open, stay curious, and remember that some of life's greatest gifts arrive when we take time to learn from someone whose story is different from our own. Today, I've spoken about learning how to say thank you in different languages, so perhaps it's only fitting that I say goodbye in a few as well. Bye-bye, au revoir, adios, shalom, namaste, dosvidanya. And if I didn't say goodbye in your language, please let me know. I'd love to learn it. After all, learning about one another is one of the things that makes our Canadian multicultural society so very special. Wishing you a peaceful, beautiful, and inspired week until we speak again next Saturday morning at 8, right here on Zoomer Radio. Bye-bye.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.